the show for y'all.
Got a damn good show, Keith. Got a damn good show.
Yeah, so Tucker Carlson, he went after Ben Shapiro, the Jew.
That wasn't funny. You shouldn't have laughed at that. I think Ben's a good Jew, though. Yeah, those are few and far between, though.
What? You said what I said was bad.
Yeah.
What did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, I just took it a step further. Because most Jewish people, they vote Democrat. That's why I say.
Do they?
Yeah, they lean left. Everybody except for white people lean left. It's like almost like white people are like more in.
Shut up.
Are smarter. Black people lean left. Jews lean left. Asians lean left. Everybody leans left.
Not Asians.
It's almost like white
Asians people, too smart for that.
It's almost like
Asians are way too smart for that.
No, they lean left, kid. It's almost like, let me say something. It's almost like white people are smarter than everybody else. Look what the white man did for this country. Figured everything out. Look at the Negroes. They try to reinvent the wheel. Look, they changed what a woman is. They changed what a man is.
All right, I'm talking about
Ben Shapiro. I'm just saying, man.
All right, whatever. So
you know how I feel about our white Americans. We need to come in and praise.
Hey, man, will you get off this white American stuff, man?
We need a white history minus.
Man, shut up. What are you talking about?
You know, it's fine. Just make sure we keep that Black History Month to 1 month.
Hey, man, I didn't told you about this.
Told me about what?
Every fucking video. You fucking
Hey, what are you doing? I'm just saying, man, it should be obvious.
All right, whatever. All right, so Tucker's going after...
He's not going after, he's just sharing opinions. You just got a horrible take today. Are you on your period today?
Oh, he's...
Do you want me to go out back and get you some maxi pads? You need a tampon? Trip, man. It's the beginning of the new year. New you. New you. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so let's go to
I
Tucker.
That. It's new year. Come on, man.
All right, so Tucker got interviewed, and he gave his point of view regarding conservatives pushing for this war in Jew land.
I don't understand.
Let's go to the video.
I don't understand it.
Let's go to the video.
I really don't understand.
I think it showed, like, the level of not just corruption, which I knew, but of like emotional instability and craziness. I mean, there are people, and I stopped reading any of it, but there are people on the right who have spent the last 2 months every single day focused on a conflict in a foreign country as our own country becomes dangerously unstable on the brink of financial collapse with tens of millions of people who shouldn't be here in the country. We don't know their identities or the purpose of their being here. Like stuff that's could destroy the country for real and make it impossible for my kids to live here. They've said nothing about that, and they're focused with laser intensity on foreign conflicts. And I'm like, at some point, I've got four kids. If I'm so caught up in the problems of my neighbor's children and completely ignoring my own children as they get addicted to drugs and kill themselves, you know, I'm not against helping my neighbor's kids, but clearly I don't love my kids. I mean, that's you know, that's the only logical conclusion, and they don't care about the country at all. And that's, you know, that's kind of their prerogative, but I do. Because I have no choice, because I'm from here, my family's been here hundreds of years, I plan to stay here. Like, I'm shocked by how little they care about the country, and including the person you mentioned. And I can't imagine how someone like that could get an audience of people who claim to care about America, because he doesn't, obviously.
Perfect analogy.
Right?
Right.
Well,
that's a perfect analogy.
Well,
like, how can I care about my wife if I'm out sleeping around on her, you know? You like that one? How can I care about my family if I'm at the casinos playing blackjack, losing all the money? How can I care about my family?
Well, just because somebody cheats on their wife doesn't mean they'll let the wife. It just means they're a horrible husband.
You know what it is? Makes them human.
Makes them human. So I don't think Ben hates the country. He has a huge bias because he's a Jew.
Yeah.
And Jews have a hard line on this issue.
Yeah.
Kill everybody that looks like me.
Hey, shut up, man. Why you say stupid stuff like that?
That's not, Kevin, do you know over 20,000 people have been killed in Hamas?
I know that. Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Now, do you think all of those people is Hamas? If that was all Hamas, they got a huge army.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to point out what Turker said. If you really think about what he's saying, the analogy he used to describe Ben Shapiro's logic, it makes perfect sense.
But it's hyperbole, though. He doesn't hate the country. He's just biased.
Yeah, he doesn't hate
his country. He's not thinking objectively.
But his actions speak louder than his words. If we're caring about sending all our money to Israel to fund a conflict, it does damage her in the country when we have people come to our country illegally.
Yeah, but it also demonstrates, I think, this is where Ben's loyalty lies, is with Israel.
Not America.
That's what Tucker's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's
his
saying.
His loyalty is, but see.
But you know what? I want to say this. it's such a major contradiction conservatives have. Like, we don't care nothing about the Russia conflict with Ukraine.
Yeah, we shouldn't fund it.
But automatically, when we talk about the Jews in Jewland, fund it and take out all those people. No matter how many innocent people, grandma's children, they've unalived. It doesn't make sense. I mean,
everybody has their bias, Kevin.
Yeah, but I know the
left. Like, I have a bias
Can I finish talking? Like, the left, they're hypocrites, right?
Yeah, there's hypocrites on the right, too.
Yeah, but we have hypocrites, too. The hypocrites on the left, they go far left, and the hypocrites on the right, they go far right. Like, we believe in pro-life, right?
Yeah.
But they don't care nothing about those innocent children getting bombed for doing absolutely nothing wrong, you know?
Well, pro-life only applies to unborn children. That's the way the conservatives look at it.
No.
So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kids, man. The little kids ain't even been born yet.
Yeah, how could you care more about kids that haven't been born yet than actual living, breathing, walking kids going to school?
You should care equally about them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you should care equally. That's a contradiction that conservatives have.
Well, not all. Well, whatever. You got to understand Ben's a Jew. Right.
Yeah, he's going to have a totally different perspective.
Yeah, he's because he's biased. He's not going to have an objective view on what's going on.
Yeah,
it is what it is, man.
But I want to say this: like, I totally agree with Israel supporting that. I mean, you know, defending themselves.
Man, who they defending? They didn't kill 20,000 people over there. Who they defending?
It's war crimes. It's war crime, really. Same thing we did to the Japanese. Shut up.
Okay, Palestine, do they even have an army?
No, I don't think so. They don't even got a government.
They just have Hamas.
I don't know. That country's really poor. From what I heard, the Jews took everything from them.
And we're funding them to fight somebody that doesn't even have an army.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, well, they don't have an army. It's all the same country, but they're attacking it like it's like they have an army. And we're giving all this money to them. And why? They don't even have an army.
Yeah. But everything Israel's got is from us. Everything they got, army, military,
nukes.
Everything's been funded. Nukes. We've never given anything to Palestine, to people in Palestinians. And
that's because we're part of the...
part of the problem.
No, we're part of the agenda that made, you know, a...
Yeah.
Because I ain't even getting all that, because everybody's got that size. It's pointless to even talk about it. It really is. It's just like... It's like talking to a homosexual about what gender is. It's like, it's a total waste of time. Why even argue about it? All I do now is just smile in your face and I walk off laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with everything Tucker said.
Yeah.
I don't think he hates the country. He just has more loyalty to the Jews. Jewland. Damn good show. Damn good show. We keep it real over here. Hey, we got a new giveaway going. We're giving away a Ford 350, $10,000 in cash. A Ford F-150, 350.
It's 350.
Ford F-350 and $10,000 in cash. The end of the win. Go to officialarchtwins.com. Anything you buy from the site, get you automatically. End of the win. Contest ends this month. Yeah.